Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I bless you in Jesus' name and pray that you feel the presence of the Lord with you, and that regardless of what you might be going through, that you will be able to say, as the psalmist did in Psalm 84, let me read a couple verses for you. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man whose strength is in you. What is you? Who's you? That's the Lord God. In whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of weeping, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also fills the pools with blessings. They grow from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them, how many? Every one of them. Each of them appears before God in Zion. And what can we derive from this, beloved? This person who is victorious and is happy and fortunate to be envied, they have a spiritual understanding. They may be growing through heartbreaking times. They go through the valley of weeping. Beloved, part of our problem is, and maybe there's been some preaching where you think if you're really walking with God, you are somehow blessed, prosperous, and just don't really have any troubles or battles. Well, there may be seasons of that, but Jesus did say clearly, in the world you will have tribulation. That's a strong word to use. And so, as God sees fit in His wisdom, there are times we go through a valley of weeping. But how can they make it a place of springs? Well, because, as I shared, if you heard the broadcast earlier this week, David must have known he was a man of destiny. We have to understand we are people of destiny. We comprise the living body of Jesus Christ. And we know, according to the prophetic word of Scripture, as well as what we're seeing taking place before our very eyes in the news, that the time of the end is drawing close, and the return of Jesus is drawing nigh. And so we have a sense of destiny. That how can we be joyful when we're going through some of the most heartbreaking and heart-crushing experiences? Because we know it's temporary. We can have a vision and an understanding of destiny as David did, that a time is coming when we will behold Jesus. Each of them appears before God in Zion. I just read that, Psalm 84. And we know that when that time comes, every tear will wipe all tears from our eyes. There will be no more pain, sorrow, suffering, heartache, or separation, as we experience now through life circumstances or through death. God has it all in hand, and we can look forward. Why? Through faith, we understand the not only the importance, but we understand where we are going. Each of us are going to appear before God in Zion, and that we understand that God has a plan for our life, that He is in control. He's in control. The world sounds like it's spinning out of control, out of, there's no reason, there's no rationale. It's one catastrophe after another, but not for the people of God. In Amos 9:12, it says that they may possess the remnant of Edom. In the ancient Greek translation, this verse was rendered that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the nations upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who does all these things. Well, I promised yesterday we were going to go back to 2 Kings, the second chapter. And let's see, once Elijah was taken up in a fiery chariot, what did Elisha do? Just a couple of verses. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. In other words, this was now a new season, and we have to be willing to tear from us, if you will, the things of the past and take up the mantle. What did he do? Verse 3, he took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and he went back and stood by the bank of Jordan, and he did the very thing that Elijah did. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and he smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And so, beloved, where is the God of Moses? Where is the God of Elijah? Where is the God of Zechariah? Where is the God of the apostles, those who walk with Jesus? He's the same God, and he is with us. We need to take up that mantle, that heritage, that anointing God has given to us. And as I said earlier, Elisha did twice as many miracles as Elijah did. Let's go to that second chapter and read again. This is verse 19 I'm sharing with you. And the men of the city said unto Elijah, behold, I pray thee. This is the first thing, that the first miracle that Elisha did. The situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground is barren. In other words, the water isn't any good, and the ground's infertile. And he said, bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, again, through the gift of the Spirit, the voice of prophecy, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. Beloved, I believe we're going to see God doing the same thing today. What is that bowl or cruse representative? I believe the children of God. We are the vessel of the Lord, living stones of the tabernacle of the Most High. And salt, well, we are the salt of the earth, and that's a symbol of God's purifying power, of God's holiness, of God's purity residing in his people. No more death, miscarriages, that means basically failure to deliver, or barrenness and bereavement because of this, the word of the Lord. So we are going to see God's favor poured out upon his people. And in a final scripture, let me turn to 1 Peter, the second chapter, and I'd like to read a few of those verses, starting in verse 1. This is his advice to us, and of course he was knowing that as he wrote these words, that his time on earth was limited. There was great persecution that had been breaking out against that early church. And he says, wherefore, lay aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings. Why should we, what would he have to be envy? Why do we envy when everything we have is a gift God has given? And so we should rejoice in what God has given to us. And if we're young in the Lord, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Verse 4 says, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. This is who we are, beloved. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Talking about Jesus. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made head of the corner, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But this is our story, this is our song. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, that's who we are in the Lord. And again, going back to Jesus' words in Acts, that first chapter, verse 8, he says, but ye shall receive power. That's dunamis power, ability, efficiency, and might. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, he's telling them, don't go anywhere. Go back to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father, which I'll send. And ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends, the very bounds of the earth. Praise God. Beloved, we have been called to do that as God's people, each in our own way, our own ministry, working within ministries, working, helping to support ministries, and our own unique special ministry that God has given to each one of us. Whether you're a homemaker, whether you are a parent, whether you are in the field of education or in the medical field or arts or whatever station God in life has called you to, you are a valid and important part of the body of Christ. And I hope through this simple message I've shared, the familiar passage of that mantle, Elijah taking up the mantle, God is calling us, you and me, to take up the mantle God has given to us, the heritage of the saints that have gone before, but one that is alive with the power of God and suited for the times in which we're living. We serve a God of miracles, and he is going to do miracles in your life and in your behalf. I love you and pray for those miracles to occur in your life every day. I invite you to write, share your needs, share your testimonies, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.